Hi, and welcome back to the Flying Dogs podcast. This is episode 17. I'm Nikki.
And I'm Joe.
And we're here to talk to you again about all things flyball and probably other bits now as well. So we'll just generally have a discussion. Although we've been sat here, haven't we, talking about stuff that we could have just pressed record on because it's just general conversation and you guys are just earwigging in on our conversation.
Generally what happens. I can't believe we're on episode 17.
I know, and we've had a couple of bonus episodes as well.
We have, and there's one more to go out.
Yes, so oh, and that reminds me as well, the response we've had from people with disabilities has been absolutely, we've kind of been inundated, haven't we, which is amazing, and really, really, really grateful to every single person who has messaged us or left a comment on the post. And I've got back to as many people as I can and liked all the posts. And we will endeavour to talk to as many as we can.
And we're taking it so seriously that tomorrow we have a meeting about it.
We actually do. Yes, we have to have a meeting. So because there's the five of us doing it, we have to have a meeting. So Joe can't go off and make decisions on her own. I can't go off and make decisions on my own. Everything has to be passed through the pod. So we're having a meeting tomorrow about it, about what's going to be the best way forward, and splitting up the workload as well. Because this is something that we do for free, but we love it, don't we?
We do love it. We do. And have you seen this week, talking about doing it for free, the money that...
Oh, hi. Blimey.
The money that we, the commission we get from Notch goes to Paws Off Duty.
Does, yes.
And Paws Off Duty have just released a calendar.
Yes.
Which we have advertised on the pod. So if you want to get yourself a calendar,
yep.
That I'm certainly going to buy
it. It's a perfect gift for your dog lovers. Oh, and this is the other thing as well, Joe. You brought up week before. So a lot of podcasts that you listen to are so like Luana, we listen to Luana, don't we?
We do.
And so the people that they refer to, the people that you know what I'm going to say.
I
now,
do. What
don't
you're
you?
Say.
So they refer to the listeners as Lufanians.
That's right. I couldn't think what they called them.
Lufanians. And I listen to Help I Sex with My Boss.
Yeah, me too.
With Jordan North, and they call them G and Divas,
they
don't
do.
They? And in reference to Gin and
Debonne,
yeah.
So last week, Nikki called you guys listeners, and I was listening to it because I wasn't on the pod, and I listened to it. I always listen to it twice or three times because they're so good. And I was like, okay, listeners. I don't really like listeners. So I messaged Nikki and said, okay, I don't like listeners.
Not that she doesn't like our listeners.
No.
she does. She loves you all.
I don't like calling you listeners. So I thought maybe doggers. But honestly, Nikki, you know, seeing sense, so maybe not.
We cannot refer to you all as
doggers.
So our doggers are resident doggers. So I have no idea what we can call
them. You said the flying doggers.
The flying doggers.
Yeah.
Did I say that?
You did.
No. I can't remember that. Maybe did I say that in jest?
No. Well, maybe, but it sounded good.
Oh, okay. So that's what we're going with then, is it?
I think so.
Do we need a committee meeting tomorrow about
it? No. Just don't tell them. They won't notice.
That's true. And it's generally us doing it anyway. Or Louise.
And Hannah. Yeah.
And Hannah. Okay. So Flying Doggers.
Flying Doggers.
We've been really, yep. really, really, really impressed and so, so grateful.
Is that not just dogging on a plane?
Oh, don't start that. No, that's the Mile High Club. Oh, no, actually, it's
no.
Not. No. Dogging actually is different, isn't it, to just having
Indeed.
SDX. I mean, I have to say that. Oh, we'll just put it as explicit. Yeah, having sex on a plane, Mile High Club. Yeah, you won't get anyone watching, would you, in them
no.
toilets?
No, get anybody else in, would you? Maybe somebody might watch through the window out the side, stand on the wing. And...
Oh, yeah, that'd be a bit odd, wouldn't it? Well. let's not go with flying doggers then.
Yeah, flying doggers is fine.
Is it?
Honestly, I think yeah. I think we'll Why test just... the water, and we'll see what the flying doggers think.
Why don't we just call them? What I've got a better one.
Oh no.
I've got a better one.
Come on.
Disciples.
That's you can't do that.
Because of our love for Jesus. Oh, congregation.
No, you're not doing that either.
Oh. Well, what can we do? And we can't, flying doggers. I mean, I can't believe I mentioned that one.
You did?
Did I really?
You did.
Okay.
Maybe we should have a phone in or a write in.
A phone in. Bring, bring. Hello, flying dog podcast. Nikki speaking. How can I help you? If you see us at the comp, at a comp, tell us what you want to be called.
Yeah.
Think. Give us some ideas. Because Joe's vetoed disciples, which I actually think is quite good.
And congregation.
And congregation.
Dogging congregation.
Oh, gosh. Could you imagine? Okay, yeah, yeah. But anyway, I'm sure our listeners, flying doggers, disciples, congregation.
See, I think doggers is fine.
Well, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, okay. I think our doggers, no, we can't. We can't call them doggers. because that would in, oh no, there's too many connotations to that, that we're doing stuff that they're watching.
They're listening.
Yeah, but doggers don't listen, they watch.
Can we change the word? Obviously, doggers is watching. Is there a word similar that could mean listening?
Catters. Oh no, I know, batters. Because they listen, they've got big ears, haven't they?
And your Battersby.
Oh yeah, that's, you shouldn't tell anyone that. People will find me now.
Have you not released your name somewhere?
No, I don't think so.
That's not her name at all. But I don't know who she is.
Everyone knows your name. You're the blooming mayor of Colwyn Bay, or Bay of Colwyn Town. So, yeah, but whoever you know is going to want one of those pause off duty calendars, and you are supporting the best cause ever with regards to retired police dogs in North Wales.
Yep, the only one.
Yeah, the only charity, isn't it?
Yeah.
And our sales of notches, absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. So
I think it might be time to release another notch soon.
Oh, you'll believe we won't call it doggers.
Absolutely.
No. No. No, we're not having a dogger's notch.
Okay, so let us know if you want a dogger's notch.
A dogger's notch. Well, we'll have to release whatever they're called and they can just have the notch. That's a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So whatever people choose.
Yeah.
And tell us. You need to tell us, though, at the Livewires comp. That's our last comp of the year, isn't it?
It is. Or we're obviously available on Messenger or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. But
then we will have a notch and maybe we'll do a Christmas dogging notch.
Oh, Christ.
We could have tinsel on it.
On what?
On.
Joe, that'll be a bit sore. A bit uncomfortable. You don't want to put tinsel on it. Anyway, moving swiftly on. You've been pulling it out for days. Anyway, right. So, in relation to our last episode, where Hannah and I travelled all the way to Preston. So Hannah was training with Mocktails team, which is run by Hazel Fair, and they were planning to go to Errol for the qualifier. Now, the Young Kennel Club team, it didn't go quite to plan, did it? So she drove all the way up to Errol, stayed in her little lodge with a hot tub.
Is that what she did?
Yes, she absolutely did.
Cheeky monkey.
She's so snobby.
Isn't she?
Yeah. But she was... Did she mention in the pod, didn't she? She used to sell her knickers to get the money for it.
I remember.
Yeah. So, so that's how she managed to get the money. Anyway, so they didn't manage to qualify. However, Hazel very generously asked her to box load for Reva on the grown-up Crufts qualifier. And
they got through.
So Hannah was... Oh, that's Harper barking. Hannah was excited for her. Yes, she is. She was saying, well done, Hannah. So Hannah's box loading for Reva Revels. Is it Revels or Rebels?
I don't know.
Oh, Google it.
Because you put it on the chat the other day and I was like, oh, you said Revels. And I thought, oh, it's Rebels. But Hang on.
I don't know.
Let me. Yeah. Hang on, doggers. Let's have a
Reaver. Hang on, our disciples.
It's rebels.
Rebels. Yeah. Reaver rebels.
Yeah.
I see. It's because I think of chocolate. Rebels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything related to chocolate. Reaver rebels. So they've qualified for Crufts. Hannah was going as box odor, but there's been a change of plan.
Da da da.
She is now running one of the dogs. So obviously somebody else is box loading. So Hannah's going to actually run a dog at Crufts. And to make things even more stressful for her, stressful in a good way though.
Yeah.
They went to Scorton this last weekend just gone. And the YKC team, Mocktails, qualified for the YKC. And so she's actually going to Crufts first time running a dog, handling a dog in the grown-up team and also the YKC team, which is amazing. And literally, as Conway, we couldn't be prouder, could we?
No, she's going to do amazing.
She is.
She's so chilled, isn't she?
Oh, yeah.
She just,
yeah.
Nothing phases her.
No, no.
So are we able to scrub you out? Well, should we get, we shouldn't really tell her. Hannah, don't listen to this, but should we get Hannah masks?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
And pom-poms.
Yeah, well, we've got the pom-poms anyway, but we'll have to get some more. But yeah, let's get some Hannah masks.
Let's get some, don't tell Hannah.
Don't tell Hannah. Hannah, don't listen to this. We'll just tell her it doesn't need editing. So we apologise now. We apologise now if there are any glitches or blips or anything in the rest of the episode, because we're going to have to send it to Hannah and say, don't bother listening.
Just release it.
It doesn't need it doesn't need listening. And she probably won't listen to it anyway, will she?
Anyway.
Maybe she will.
She won't trust us, will she?
No, possibly not. So, however, yeah, so it's fabulous. But we've got a competition this weekend at Cheshire. It's our last one of the year, isn't it, Livewires?
I'm really looking forward to it. However, the weather looks atrocious.
It does, doesn't it?
And it floods, doesn't it? It comes in.
Yeah.
So they'll have to put the boxes like they did last time in the tent round the corner.
Yeah, which will be fine.
Yeah, it was fine last time, but it gets very, very wet.
Yeah, but it is not as bad as what Jamaica.
Oh, they've got it awful.
Oh, Hurricane Melissa. Do we know any Melissas? Because it was Storm Amy, wasn't it? That was battering us last time.
Yeah, last time.
So do we know any Melissas? Any like
there's a groomer
feisty
in
Melissas?
No, there's a groomer in Rose and she's called Melissa.
But is that literally, I'm talking about within Flyball.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
I used to use Melissa as my made up name, you know, when you like used to go on the pull. When you were little.
You had a made-up name.
Did you not?
No.
Everyone does it.
Is that where Bryony came from?
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
So, Bryony, we were walking through, was it Liverpool or Chester?
No, Manchester.
Was it Manchester?
Yeah.
Or was
it
a Bongo's Bingo day?
It was, Bongo's Bingo weekend. Yeah.
And we got approached by someone wanting us to fill in information about going to a gym. Sign up for this gym. You get a free water bottle.
I've got that still next to my bed.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, because of the cat?
Yeah. Because I can't have a glass out
bottle.
Because my cat's
so
in my bed.
Lou, we just walked straight past, but Lou went and filled in her own details.
Well, yeah, she filled it in
her own.
And I filled in
Nikki
mine.
Filled it in as Bryony Wilson from
Latvia. Well, literally, when you had to put your phone number in, so I just put a random name in Bryony Wilson and made up a random email, BrianyWilson@gmail.com or something, and then it said put your phone number in, and I'm thinking, well, I can't put UK phone number, so I just scrolled along all the flags and hit it, and it came up as a Latvian flag, and just put a random number in until it kind of didn't go red.
Yeah,
and so obviously it was a number of numbers, and we walked away, and Louise said, she said, oh, I'm gonna get bombarded with emails now, aren't I? I said, don't tell me you use your real details. She said, yeah, of course I did. Why? I was like, oh my goodness. She said, what did you do? I said, I'm Bryony Wilson from Latvia. So from then on, I was Bryony Wilson from Latvia.
You were
wasn't
quite
I?
Often, yeah.
Yeah, I am, yeah. But yeah, Melissa, I used to, like when you go out when you were like 15, 16, well, maybe I shouldn't say that, should I now? So 19. No, actually, no, I met Neil when I was 19.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Before Neil, if I was ever talking to any boys,
why did you change your name?
Because I didn't want them to find me. I didn't.
That was before social media, though. So how would they have found you?
Oh, I was well known in where I grew up. Yeah. Did you never do?
No.
Did you never use random names? Oh my goodness, I used it all the time. But I was always Melissa.
How odd.
Is it?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So maybe you are that storm. 185 mile an hour winds.
Yeah. Possibly creating havoc. Generally,
wherever she goes.
But Jamaica, oh, I feel so sorry for them though, because I mean, we go to Jamaica diving quite a lot, don't we?
We do.
And Neil and I go to Jamaica quite a lot, so it's just, and we were planning on going back there for our 25th anniversary next year to do a diving holiday in Jamaica. But I just don't know how badly they're going to be hit and how badly they're going to be damaged.
It's very slow moving, isn't it? So it's not going to move on very quickly.
3 miles an hour. So yeah. Just depends how much structural damage there is. And it's just awful. But when we were there this year diving, it was our anniversary. Do you remember? And I put that post up, didn't I? Because I have a bit of a history, don't I, with going on holiday where there's international
things going horrifically wrong.
Disasters like tsunamis and earthquakes.
Husband breaks both legs.
Oh yeah, husband gets hit by a car. Well, I went, did I tell you I went on holiday with Dorothy, who owns the farm that we train at, and one of the girls fell off a horse and broke a leg, Helen.
Oh no.
Yeah, so generally wherever I go on holiday, disaster strikes. And we were in Greece, weren't we, with the wildfires?
Yes.
And we got evacuated, so that was like three years ago. And did I ever tell you the story about, because we got evacuated from the hotel because the fire got really close. So we got evacuated down to the south of the island in Rhodes. And then we stayed out on like sunbeds, like there were thousands of people at this one hotel. And then we all got put on buses up to Rhodos town. Where we were, there was like loads of different like refugee camps, I don't know how to describe it, but places that open schools.
Okay.
So they opened like loads of schools and stuff, and we ended up in this school, and it was in the summer holidays, so there was no kids there, but all like the local residents, they were so friendly, and they were just bringing food and water and everything, and they're just all these generally British tourists waiting to see if we could get flights out and this, that and the other. And we were literally sleeping on our floor, so we were in this classroom. Did I never tell you about this?
No.
Yeah, we were in this classroom. I've got pictures of it, I'll show you. And there's literally, you know, drawings on the wall that the kids had left from before the thing. And we were laying on like old little really thin mattresses and sleeping bags that people from the town had come in and donated. So we were all really tired because this was like the second day we'd been out of the hotel and not really slept and stuff. And there was like three families that we'd kind of met at this hotel, not the hotel we were originally at, but the hotel we were evacuated to after like walking for 7 hours or whatever. Whoa. Down this road. It was crazy with all our suitcases. And so we were in with these two other families, and Neil said, I'm gonna see if I can get some sleep. So he was asleep and I was just walking around this school, and the kids were talking to other kids their age. I say kids, they're like older teenagers. Yeah. And it was about 10:30 at night, and the people that were running this refugee center, that's what they called it, a refugee center, the people that were running it spoke very broken English, and they came over to me and they said, and it was dark, really dark at night, so it must have been about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, and they said, would you like a shower? And I said, that'd be great, where am I going to get a shower? And they said, and there was this man that was stood behind them, you're pulling a right face at me now, but at the time I didn't think anything of it. And I said, and I wasn't really thinking. And I said, yeah, that would be great. Yeah, thank you. Because obviously they were so generous, you didn't want to say no as And that's kind of the British thing in you as well. And so I said, yeah. And they said, what about the rest of your family? And I said, well, my husband's gone to sleep. Let me go and get my kids. So I went and got Holly and Henry, my children. And Holly will have been 18 and Henry 16, and I said, we can have a shower. There's this man has said we can have a shower. I know you're pulling a face at me now, but at the time it seemed like it was absolutely fine. And the kids were like, Okay. And literally, as they handed us these towels that people had donated, I went, okay. Anyway, we started walking out, and this man did not speak a single word of English, not at all. Mm. And all he kept doing was looking at me and smiling. And I'm going, oh, right, okay. Anyway, so we walked out of this refugee centre that actually I had no idea where it was.
Mm.
I did not know what it was called. I did not know what the school was called. We walked out, we walked down the road, down another road, down another road, down another road, and got in his car.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. And at this point, as we're in his car, Holly and Henry were sat in the back. Henry was looking at me and going, Mum, what are you doing? And I'm going, stop it, stop it, stop being so rude, stop being so rude. This man is being really kind. And this man's looking at me going, yeah, smiling. And I'm going, oh my God. And then I thought,
oh, Neil, what if he wakes up and he woke up?
That's what I thought.
Oh no.
I thought, oh no, I haven't told anyone we're going, because I don't know where we are going. And also, I don't know where we were.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we haven't... But luckily, I had my phone still.
Mm.
I still had my phone. The kids didn't have their phone because they were back because they'd run out of charge because we didn't have any power and stuff. So I still had my phone with a little bit of power. And I thought, oh my God, what have I done? I've literally just led my children out, got in a car with a complete random stranger in a country where I don't speak the language with a man that I have no idea what he is called. Got into his car with my children. Anyway, so I'm thinking, I'll be fine, it'll be fine, it'll be fine. And then we drove for about 20 minutes out of Rhodos town. And I'm thinking, we're going to be murdered. We are literally just going to be murdered. And Neil's going to wake up and we're not even going to be there. He will have no idea where we are. Shit. What have I done? Oh, no. So we didn't get killed by the wildfires, but... just about to get my whole family murdered. So anyway, and then we got out the car and Henry was like, what are you doing? Mum, we need to just go. Stop this. You need to stop it. And I'm going, stop being rude, stop being rude, stop being rude. Following this man, he took us down this back alley of this like apartment complex with no lights. It was complete darkness. Put us in and I'm thinking, oh no, oh no. So I literally put went on Google Maps and like put a pin as to where we were and sent it Neil quickly. So at least he'd have some sort of, said, we've gone to get a shower at this house. So he was still asleep. Just in case we die, this is where we are. And then we had to walk up all these flights of stairs in the dark. There was no light. And I don't know why there was no light. It was really weird. Anyway, and then he got into his apartment and this woman answered the door. I have never been so relieved to see like
Fred and Rose West.
And then I thought to myself, Fred, and that's exactly what I thought. Fred and Rose West. She, oh my God. Oh my God. And anyway, it turns out they were just a really, 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 really lovely couple. But how bad could that have turned out?
Awful.
Because three of us went in for a shower. I went into the shower realising that I'd left my two children out. And I'm thinking, oh no, shower, 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 quick, 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 quick. There were lights in the apartment. And then halfway through me having a shower, all the lights went off again. I was like, oh no, what's happening? Anyway, like I say, it turned out all right. And we didn't get murdered. And they were just a really, really, really friendly couple. But
the moral of the story is... don't follow a man who doesn't speak any English to a house that you don't know where it is for a shower.
For a shower. So the next morning, obviously, we went back to this hostel, which thank goodness the man knew where it was because I had no idea. And apparently his kids had gone to school there, which was why he'd seen that there were people there and he just wanted to help. And that's what I'm saying. They are so nice. They are so friendly and so lovely. The Rhodesian people. Is that what you call them? Rhodesian people? Rhodes people? Is that where Rhodesian ridgebacks are from?
They have rhododendrons as well.
Do they? But yeah. So you can not get killed by the national state of emergency or whatever happens, like the tsunami or the wildfire or the fourth, five hurricane, and you just walk quite willingly to your death. nuts. You know? I know. Yeah.
So what did Neil say when he woke up?
He went absolutely.
I bet he did.
He was so cross with me. So cross with me. Didn't help that the kids.
I bet you felt better though after a shower.
I kept looking at him and going, "You stink." I've had a shower. I've had a shower. I smell lush. It was one of those times where you just want to get home. But yeah, poor Jamaica. It's awful, isn't it?
Really bad.
Yeah.
And find out by the light of day tomorrow what it looks like.
Yeah, well, it's going to hit them over nightfall now, isn't it? Because it's moving so slowly. So it's going to hit them at night. So, which is kind of even worse.
Yeah.
It's almost better if it hits
in the daytime.
The day,
yeah, you can see what's
making all the noises. Yeah.
Because nothing you can do is that when, you know, in the middle of a storm, you've just got to let it go. You can't. I remember being at the stables and there was a storm. And one of the stable roof was blowing off, and we got the horse out. But while the storm is that bad, you've just got to let it go.
Yeah, you can't do anything. You'll end up getting injured by taken out by the roof.
Yeah, not good.
It's awful.
Yeah.
It's awful, but yeah. So when we're at Livewise, it's meant to be windy at Livewise, isn't it?
It is. Because I think Lou's only come in the second night, because the first night was something like 67 mile an hour winds.
Yeah.
It has dropped. But there's a lot of rain. It's like 12 millimetres of rain.
Oh, really?
Like at various points throughout both days, yeah.
We might have to like park on the road.
We can park on our piss area.
Yeah, we've got to get there though.
I know, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Hopefully they'll have us along the road.
Like they did that first.
Because we can go, because Truckfest won't be there, will they?
No.
So we can go along the road on the other road.
Oh, that's true.
And
we'll go to our bit where we went for that. I went for that horse wee.
Yeah.
And you went for that little sparrow wee.
Oh, talking of little birds. So we've got scaffolded up at the house at the minute because we're having some work done on the chimney, which hopefully is supposed to get done this week.
Why? What's wrong with the chimney?
It just needs pointing and the lead work at the bottom. And we're having some caps on to stop the birds nesting. So I opened the curtains the other day, and it was probably one of those things that would never, ever happen again. So the scaffolders, when they put the scaffolding up, we have a scaffolding pole that is like an inch away from our opening window. So all through the summer, because they've been up for months.
Have they?
All through that hot bit, we couldn't open the bedroom window because it literally has a scaffolding pole that far away from it.
No.
Next door can, but we can't. So I opened the curtains the other day and I looked, and where I look is like dead eye level is the end of the scaffolding pole. And there was a tiny, tiny little bird just looking at me. And by the time I got the camera
in the pole,
in the pole. So it had gone all the way down the pole and it was literally nose, beak sticking out the end.
Oh, that's cute.
You know, it was like a little blue tit or something. It was a really cute little bird.
How do you know what a blue tit? Have they got blue tits?
Yeah.
what does a blue tit look like?
It was just like a little, I think they've got like yellow on them and blue.
Oh.
It was really cute.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
But did you not manage to get a picture?
No, by the time I got my camera, it's like, I think it was camera shy.
Oh.
It literally went.
Needed to put
back, and then went, yeah, all the way down.
That's cute.
Yeah, it was really cute. Really cute.
And how ironic that you put the scaffolding up to put caps on the top to stop birds nesting, and one nested in the scaffolding pole.
Yeah, ironic. Yeah.
Oh, that's cute, though.
Every time I open it now, I always look to see if it's there.
Oh.
Get my camera out quick.
Yeah.
Because that'd be quite a picture, wouldn't it?
There was that winning photo, wasn't there, recently? That young girl got that funnel spider.
Oh.
And she took a picture of a funnel spider in something, and it had done a little web around it.
I don't like spiders.
Do you not?
No.
I don't mind spiders.
Mm.
I don't like flies.
Flies?
No, I don't like flies.
You don't? Why?
Oh, I'd much rather have 10 spiders than one fly.
Would you?
Yeah.
What can a fly do?
They sick on you. They are. They're disgusting. So spiders are friends. Have you never watched Charlotte's Web?
No.
Spiders are friendly, obviously, in Australia. For our Australian listeners, Lottie, spiders are not your friends.
No.
But in the UK, spiders, generally house spiders, absolutely harmless. And they'll just sit there.
If they sit there, it's fine. It's when I can't see them and I know they're there.
Well, did I tell you the time I once ate one?
Explains a lot.
You are.
Explains a lot.
There was an old lady who swallowed a fly. I don't know why. She swallowed a fly. Perhaps she'll die. What's the spider? I want to know. Swallowed the spider. It wriggled and wriggled and wriggled inside her. No, it was when it was about 20 years ago, because I can remember the house it was in. It was when I was living up in Yorkshire, and Henry, oh, so it must have been more than 20 years ago, because it was when I was pregnant with Henry. Mm. And I remember seeing a spider.
You're lucky it didn't eat him.
What?
You're lucky it didn't eat him.
What didn't eat him?
The spider.
Eat who?
Henry.
Oh, what? Because I swallowed it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I never thought about that.
Well, it might be in Henry.
Yeah. No, Joe. Did you do biology in school? But I remember waking up and feeling something in my mouth. Mm. And my first instinct was to swallow. And so I went... Oh, I've just swallowed a spider. But I'd still rather a spider. I'd eat a spider before I'd eat a fly. Flies are disgusting. I hate flies.
They tend to stay away though, flies. So flies, if a fly came in here now, it'd literally be in like triangles, wouldn't it, around the light.
Yeah.
They're annoying.
Yeah.
But I don't find them any more than annoying. Whereas a spider, if a spider came in now, I'd be literally standing on the sofa.
Yeah, but what's it going to do to you?
It might just run at me and jump.
What? No, it's not.
But it might.
Well, it won't.
Yeah, but it might.
The fly might drop on you.
It won't, though. Unless, like, you know. But it won't.
The thing, but spiders eat flies, so I like them. Did I ever tell you about that thing? I were at university. Did I ever tell you the experiment we did on flies?
No.
And maggots. Oh, it was brilliant. Even though I hate flies, we had, so we were trying to find where the pituitary gland was on a maggot.
Mm-hmm.
And you're familiar with the pituitary gland. So, you know, a maggot is like little segments. So what we had to do was get the maggot and then get a piece of cotton and tie it around the maggot in the different segments. So I can't remember how many segments are on a standard maggot. I know.
Is there a standard maggot?
There is a standard maggot. Well, standard maggot of this, I think this was a fruit fly.
Right.
So all the maggots we had were of standard size for that fly. Mm. So I'm guessing different flies would have different standards of maggots and different sizes and different numbers of segments. But anyway, so we had to then count the segments and tie a piece of string round, like after one segment from the bum to the head, and then two, and then three, and then four. And then it was really hard not to tie it too tight and cut the maggot in half though.
Mm.
So if you tied it too tight,
just chop it.
It would just chop it in half. So then we had this little maggot graveyard on our laboratory table. But what we then had to do was like put them in order, and so that it basically cut off the flow of the hormone for the development of the fly.
Did the maggots have to sign some kind of
consent form?
Yeah, to say they didn't mind.
No.
Why?
No. I know, but maggots don't count. Flies, see, horrible, horrible vermin. Anyway, but what we'd do then, the next day, or however long, I can't even remember the... It's not even a gestation, but the change, because obviously they go into the little cocoony type thing, don't they, and then become a fly, a bit like a
butterfly.
Mm. So I wouldn't do it to a butterfly because I love caterpillars and butterflies. But anyway, but it's a similar process.
Mm.
But you'd have a half maggot, half fly.
Oh, whoa, that's cool.
Yeah, I know. So depending on where it. So then you could find out exactly where the pituitary gland was. Because if you did it in front of the pituitary gland, the back of the maggot had changed to a fly, but it'd have a little maggot head. But if you did it behind the pituitary gland, the front would be a fly and the back would be a maggot.
So if you undid all the little ties, would it eventually catch up?
I don't know. We never did it. I don't know, but it was one of our little experiments. So to see what, so you knew the pituitary gland sat in segment 4 or that's whatever. Cool. How cool is that?
That's really cool. I like that.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that experiment. Yeah. But I don't like flies. And then we I can't remember what we did with the rest of them. But yeah, good though, isn't it?
I like that.
Yeah.
And look how much you remember, because it was a really interesting.
Yeah, I know.
Experiment.
I know. Yeah. And I did. I loved that experiment. I can't remember the result, though. So I can't remember where the pituitary gland is.
But then you don't need to know, do you?
In the maggot, but you just know it's somewhere. But even the fact that a maggot's got one, you know, so where the development of the fly comes from. Yeah, it was really, really interesting. That. And that's like 30 years ago.
So if there's any half maggot, half flies listening, and you want to be interviewed for doing fly ball with a disability.
Half maggot, half fly doggers.
There might be some running dogs out there having to drag their poor legs or maggoty ends along.
Right.
Running a dog.
You've really gone into a weird, weird thing now.
We could interview them.
When was the last fly you saw running a dog?
Well, there's probably lots of them. What? If you go in the ring, the flies are going to be there, aren't they?
And that's the other thing, right? Okay, so you see a spider in the room, right? Mm-hmm. So you sit. What do you do with it?
Nothing. Fucking, I'm not going near it.
So what do you do with it?
And nothing. I don't touch it. I just get on the sofa and watch it. I just want to know where it is.
Yeah.
At all times.
And then you go out of the room.
No. Not. I forgot to pass it.
So how do you stay in the room forever and ever then?
I wait until it goes over there. And then I'd go, Stu, open the door. And then I'd run.
And then do you get Stu to get it, take it out?
Absolutely.
Like, you see, the thing is, though, how do you not know that spider has been living there for the last 6 months?
Might have been.
Looking at you, thinking you were his friend.
Stupid thing.
So that spider might have thought you were his roommate. And then all of a sudden...
I've seen it and legged it.
You see it, legged it, and instruct your assassin.
Yeah, yeah.
To go and kill him.
Yeah.
But how cruel is that?
I wouldn't kill him. Stu wouldn't kill him.
Oh.
Put a glass over and put paper on it and chuck it out of an upstairs window.
So you evict your roommate.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's not paying, is it?
Poor spider.
Apparently, conkers are supposed to be good, aren't they?
Yeah, they do.
Conker in the corner of the room.
Yeah, but the dogs will eat them, though, won't they?
I don't think they'd eat dogs.
Is it? You can get a spray from Aldi. And I think it's mint.
Just to make the spider smell nice.
No, it's not like a spider body spray. it's a spray that you spray on all your, like, your windowsills and on your door frames and stuff, and and spiders don't like it. I think it's mint. I don't think they like mint.
And is it sold as a spider repellent?
As a spider repellent, yeah. Oh. Get it from Aldi.
Oh.
Yeah, generally in the autumn.
We could have a sniper.
Sniper?
Yeah, on the windowsill.
Right. It has to be teeny, teeny, tiny bullets, or else you'd literally... How big are these spiders? You could have a sniper, yeah. I just realised, I need to check we're still recording. Yeah, we
are. Oh, we did that the first episode, didn't we? We were like 40 minutes in, and Hannah went, guys, it's not recording.
You were so cross.
We did it again. It was fine. I think it was better the second time.
Do you? Yeah. Should we record this again?
No.
Hi, and welcome to episode 17 of the Flying Dogs podcast. I'm Nikki.
And I'm Jo.
And we're here to talk about all things fly ball.
No, I'm really looking forward to the weekend.
No, I am actually.
I think we've had a nice break.
Yes.
From competitions.
Yeah.
Because we had quite a glut, didn't we, together?
Loads together.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it can almost get tedious. It doesn't get tedious because we absolutely love it, but it can
get tired. And I think your home life balance changes because obviously you're missing out on things, not missing out, but there's things that you're not doing at home. Hoovering, ironing, do you know what I mean? The monotonous things. Yeah.
Gardening, my garden, like I've said before.
Yeah.
Been awful.
Yeah, it's just nice to be able to take a break, spend time with family, and then... do another competition.
Yeah. Having said that, though, I've missed all the people that we normally see.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was going to this week. So I'd seen the back of Lindsay's van, and she'd had a lovely bed made in a van.
So we looked at it last time, didn't we?
I've got pictures of it. So I'm off tomorrow. We were due to have a seminar in Penryn Daydrive, but it was cancelled last minute, so I've still got the day off. So I thought, should I just work? And I thought, no, I never have a day off.
Yeah.
Not that's not for something. So I've nearly got a day off. I've got a dog to walk first thing and I've got a meeting last thing, but I've got the rest of the day off. And then we're having a meeting tomorrow, aren't we?
8 o'clock. I'll put it in at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I can do that, I think.
If you can't, we can reschedule. I just thought we just need to have this meeting just to discuss a plan, because what I don't want to do is leave people that have contacted us hanging.
Mm.
Yeah. But sorry, go on.
No, that's fine. Because then I needed that, because I completely forgot what I was going to say. So that's quite good that you spoke of them.
You're now talking about making your bed.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then I thought, right, so hers is like a frame screwed together, and then you stick a loft board, insulated loft board on it. And I looked at all the prices, and I'm like, do you know what? It's really expensive, and every cut I make is going to be crap. So I was like, I'm just going to wreck it. So do you know what I looked at today? And I need to measure it. If you buy a really cheap single bed and just make the legs longer, take the headboard off, you could probably just stick it on top. Are you great?
Would a single bed be too wide?
I don't know.
I would more go for like a child's bed.
That'd be too short, wouldn't it? I could always do a single bed and then like slice one side off.
Yeah, that would work.
Or I can just book Lewis in to do
no.
it.
No. Why didn't you have a look on Facebook?
I did. There was one for £15, like a slatted bed.
Okay.
In the bay. And they deliver for free.
Why don't you do that then? £15?
I'd have to speak to Lou and see what he says.
Put a little bed in there?
Yeah.
That would be all right, wouldn't it?
But I want it over my crates.
Okay. Okay. So you'd have to have quite
to elongate the
legs.
Yeah. I think my crate is about 60 centimetres high.
Is that beyond the realms of possibility then?
No, it gives me enough room that I wouldn't be squashed up to the
I wouldn't
ceiling.
Try starting to elongate the legs. I would just make new legs.
Take the legs off.
Take the legs off and put longer legs on. Because if
I rub them, will they grow?
Oh my God. And this is an entire...
You just stretch them.
This is an entire new thing to dogging. So this weekend, Jo is going to be dogging in her van, rubbing things to make them bigger. They won't.
Oh, do you know what I'm asking for Stu for Christmas? I mean Father Christmas for Christmas.
Yeah,
so on. I've seen a tailgate tent that you just... So I open my back doors of my van. And so it's like a driveway tent, but
at
the back.
Oh,
so that'd be really cool. Because I can't open my side doors from the inside, I can open the back door from the inside.
Well, that would be perfect.
I know.
And will it fit your van?
Yeah, I don't think they don't attach. You just like lob the things over and you just...
Oh, that's ideal. Well, yeah. I don't even attach my... You know my driveway awning? I don't attach it anyway. I just lob it over.
Just chuck it over, yeah.
Yeah, so it doesn't actually matter. You don't have to have it attached. Mm.
And I've bought a new shower cubicle after
the
incident.
Showergate.
Yeah, showergate.
Oh, cool. That was at Livewires again.
Yeah, we can't talk about that though.
So
we've so I've bought another one. This is the third one now, because the last one, Louise had already fallen over it and pulled two of the bloody guy lines. This one's not got any guy lines.
What? How's it gonna stay up?
I don't know. I've got a spare one, so I'll just have to find somewhere to attach them. But it was like £70. I know.
£70 for a shower cubicle.
It's the third one I've bought now.
Oh, Joe.
I know. If anyone falls over it, swear I'm going to fucking string them up.
£70 for a shower cubicle.
But you can't see your arse through it, so that's, you know.
Have you tried?
No.
It's better than the last one.
The first one. I've still got the first one in the loft.
Have you?
Yeah, that's the one you can see your arse through, yeah.
Literally bend over, I could see everything. Crikey.
Yeah, so I'm not going to be able to put it up and leave it up because of the wind this weekend.
No.
So we'll just have to put it up and use it.
Why don't you just... not have a shower.
Yeah. I do like having a shower, especially at Livewires, because the toilets are minging.
I mean, those toilets
so you
are
just feel
grimity, grim, grim, grim. Is there anywhere we could go?
Do you know what? I really have looked. So obviously I look at like either a hotel or leisure centre anywhere.
Leisure
centre
is a drive
to have a shower.
But, and is there nowhere?
No, I don't think so. It's a bit in the middle of nowhere, isn't it, that one?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one really lives close to there, do they? Although, Sam and Howard live near there, don't they?
Not close enough, I don't think. Does anybody go home?
No.
If anyone goes home and has a shower and speaks English and can offer us a shower.
When you say speaks English,
we don't want a Greek man, do we?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Oh, yeah, we're going to get into blooming shower thinking again, aren't we? That's because I'm thinking, why are you talking about speaking English? We're in Cheshire. I'd forgotten my shower story.
Oh, talking of Cheshire, so we went to Lim on the weekend training. Yeah. And on the way there, we went a different way than on the way back. And I don't think I've ever been either way to
Did
there
Did you go
before.
Over the toll bridge?
No.
Right.
No. Do you have to pay for that now?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it was Hannah, said, how'd you pay for the toll bridge? Because I went over the toll bridge and there was nowhere to pay.
Oh, I thought it was a little man.
I think the camera wasn't working either, so I don't think it was.
Oh,
it was
all right then.
But on the way back, we went through Lim itself and we went down this road and over like cobbles, literally through the middle of Lim. It was lovely.
Oh, is it really nice?
Yeah. Never been before.
I bought my horse box from Lim.
Did you?
Somewhere in Lim. Anyway, well, I came off at the Lim services. But I don't think I've been through the centre of Lim.
No, I hadn't. And then we did.
Nice.
Yeah.
Because you went with Hannah, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, went and picked up Hannah in her driveway because I didn't want to drive down. And
She didn't take bear, did she?
No. He had the squits.
What had he eaten?
Something off the field, I guess.
Oh, no. That's a problem, isn't it, with a lab?
Yeah. Yeah, gluttons, aren't they?
Yeah.
Just eat anything.
Yeah, they really are.
So this weekend we've got Charlie Racing Honey. This is going to be...
The two slowest dogs in UKFL.
No, I was thinking it was going to be very exciting racing because either... Put...
I'm just really pissed on that parade, haven't I? Go on, sorry.
Because either could win. If they get the starts right, it is really level pegging.
Oh.
And if Charlie catches his ball, then it's level pegging.
Pretty much, yeah, because they are both around about...
37 seconds. 37 minutes. 73 seconds.
73
How
seconds.
How long was it? 73 seconds.
No, but they're both around... either one of them can run between 6.5 and 7 seconds. Now,
no, Honey's 5.92.
Oh, she doesn't have it very often, does she?
It's a current fastest time.
Yes, I know it's her current fastest time that she got once. So she doesn't get a five. She doesn't get fives regularly. Mm. So anywhere between about 6.5, 7, they both run at, don't they? So that'll be interesting.
It will. That'll be good.
Yeah, yeah.
Is Camilla there?
Yes.
Can she box load?
Yes, she will do, yeah. She can box.
So load. I'll box load for Charlie.
No, you need to be on the line for Adele. Who's going to be on the line? For them both.
Are you?
I can't be on the line for them both, can I? I'll tell you what, though, to be honest, they're just going to have to get on with it. They don't need somebody on the line, either.
They do. It's always nice to have someone on the line.
It is.
Because you've got so much to think about.
Hannah can go with one of them and I'll go with the other.
And then, I'll go on Charlie's box and that'll be good.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be interesting, won't it?
Mm.
Yeah, and then we've got the team. We've got five in the team. Harper, Aura, Digger, Mabs and Gracie.
Gracie did well this weekend at training. We made lots and lots and lots of noise.
Oh,
we
good.
We all screamed when she was running down, when she was running back.
Right.
Just to try and just make that atmosphere that she's going to have a competition.
I don't think she's that affected by the atmosphere. She gets tired.
Yeah.
She gets tired.
She loses
so,
it, yeah.
And then she
And I'll tell you what else she
turn.
Did as well. She picked up someone else's ball, ran down with their ball, and then didn't get to the box then because she'd picked up someone else's ball. So we need to make sure someone's in front of them whipping the balls up before.
So she picked runs. It up in the runoff?
Yeah, yeah.
So I didn't make training this weekend, did I?
Yeah,
because I was doing high rocks. Well,
yeah.
I was not doing high rocks, should I say. I was watching
and they did
high
so
rocks.
Well.
They did brilliantly.
Yeah.
They did. My children did high rocks.
So nice to watch the relationship from them because they're obviously brother and sister, and not all brothers and sisters get on.
No.
And they get on so well.
They really
they?
Do.
Yeah.
They really do. Yeah. They are They're so super supportive. They haven't. Oh, I say they haven't always. They fought like brother and sister.
Did they get on better together after the near death experience with the guy in the shower in Rhodes?
I think it was just a mutual hatred of their mother, a mutual disappointment of me. No, they've always got on. But don't get me wrong, they have tried to kill each other numerous times growing up.
My money's on Holly.
Oh yeah, my money's always on Holly. Yeah, she's half the size of him, isn't she? But yeah, my money's on Holly as well. Henry's money would probably be on Holly. <Bless him. laughs> Well, he only did the high rocks because she made him.
Aww.
Because he just does as he's told. And so she signed him up for the Chicago Marathon next year. Yeah, she said he received an email. Thank you for registering.
Oh my goodness.
Registering your interest into the ballot of the Chicago Marathon. He said, I haven't. Holly had done it.
So is it go to a ballot now?
Yeah.
So what if he gets it and she doesn't?
Well, she'll be fuming. She will be fuming. They're more likely to get it though because they're international.
Okay.
So there's a certain number of international.
Right, okay.
Tickets, and so they might get it, they might not.
Oh, that'll be good.
But they've got a really lovely relationship. Mm. And they're both really supportive of each other, which is nice. They did really well in their high rocks. And it was nice watching. Really good. Yeah, really yeah. Good to watch.
Looking back at the videos, there's lots of parents, aren't there, watching, yes. Which is nice.
Yeah. Parents or family and stuff, and one of Holly's friends stayed to watch her as okay. Well, and he was doing it that morning.
Oh right, okay.
Yeah, so he'd done the high rocks that morning, and so she'd gone down with him, and he did it that morning, and then he stayed to watch and support mm-hmm. them, which was nice. But it's funny watching them all running, because it's really hard to spot them, when because you know what the high rocks is. Mm. They have to run a kilometer, then do an exercise. Then run a kilometer, do an exercise. Mm. So they're running around this track, around all the exercises. But you can, if it's Holly, you can't really see her coming because she just blends into the whole crowd. Mm. Whereas Henry, because he's 6'3",
you see
his head bobbing along the top. Oh, they're coming! I can see Henry's head. It's fine.
I tell you I've joined the gym?
Oh no!
So I've joined.
Oh, is this the one that Caitlin goes to?
Yes. Right. So we go to Ignite in Llandudno. So she's done all gyms. So there's three. There's Llandudno, Rose, and Moktra. But I've just stuck to Llandudno.
Okay. How often did you go?
3 or 4 times a week.
Oh, well done.
Yeah. I haven't actually done that yet.
Oh. 3 or 4 times a week. Well done. Well, I've not actually done it.
That's the idea. So we went yesterday, and then we hadn't had the conversation yesterday about whether we're going to go today. So Caitlin messaged me at 6 this morning and said, are you coming? Because she'd come from Lewis's house. Are you coming? I was like, you hadn't said we were going.
Oh.
So, and tomorrow I've got a dog to walk first thing, but I'll probably go Thursday, I would have thought.
Okay. And what stuff have they got there? What are you going to do?
Oh, it's ace. I love it. It's just, because I know the equipment now. So they've got like chest and arms is together. Okay. Then they've got like legs in one room and then like cardio stuff separate. So it's like if you're doing upper, you're only in one section of the gym.
Okay.
And it's because we go at like 5:45 in the morning.
Is it dead?
It's really quiet. There's nice. Like us plus like maybe 3 or 4 other people.
Oh nice.
So it's and it's big.
And it's a music playing and stuff.
Yeah. And the music starts, we get there about 2:45, and by 6:00 then it goes louder. I'm guessing they can't have it loud at 5:45, but
maybe.
But apparently it's really cold in there the winter. You literally train in your coat. Oh. It's that cold.
Yeah, but then it just encourages you to do more training, isn't it? So is it
and
expensive?
I actually managed to run this morning. Now I pay £37 a month, but the first month, if you signed up 3 months, you got £10 off. So it's like right. £27 the first month and £37. I ran a bit this morning. I never run, but I just felt energetic this morning, so I had a little run.
Nice.
Just at the end of my workout, so.
Nice.
I just need to push myself now to.
Do they
carry
do
on.
Classes and stuff?
They do high rocks class.
Do they?
Yeah, that's where Caitlin goes.
You see, that was the thing. That was the other thing as well. That I was watching this high rocks and I'm thinking, I could do this.
I think the guy that's taken over is it's quite a hard class. Caitlin said it's too hard for her now.
Oh, really?
There was a girl doing it before and she was great. She kind of worked to the standard of the people there. But right. He's like, just like rock hard.
Oh, really? Well, you see, this is the thing that Holly's done now, because she's now done the doubles with Henry.
Mm.
They had to do it all on the men's weights.
Oh.
So everything had to be done on the men's standard. Wow. So on the row, they had to row to the men's level. On the ski,
she did do well then.
So it was all the men's weights. And all, so like, I think it was 150 kilograms pulling on the,
wow,
the sled pull and the sled push or whatever.
Mm.
So what she's now decided is she's going to carry on training men's weights.
Mm.
So when she does the female singles,
she'll be well ahead, won't
it will
she?
Be dead easy, yeah, for, yeah, her. Yeah. So wow, that's interesting that it's a Hyrox thing.
Mm.
Chancy doing one?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Go on, we could do doubles.
Yeah, that'd be great, that.
Should we do it?
Just pissing ourselves as we're walking around.
Well,
yeah. Pick up a weight. Oh, sorry, just weed.
I hadn't even thought about that. I would just wet myself, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, good point. Maybe I won't do it. Yeah. There's lots of very, very... It was awful, though, because... halfway through their, well, towards the end of their mixed doubles, the pro men started.
Oh my goodness.
Right, so the pro men wave started. Oh my goodness.
Mm.
You have never seen such skin on show.
Oh really?
Oh my goodness, yeah. So I had to video it.
Obviously.
So, but I was videoing it on Holly's phone because they were running like really fast. But I didn't realise Neil clocked me videoing it. And afterwards, I was videoing it on Holly's phone just to kind of go, oh my goodness, look how fast these guys are going, because we've been used to them going around. I don't get me wrong, they were going quite fast, but these guys were just something else. They were literally sprinting the kilometre.
And were they big, burly guys?
They weren't big, burly guys, but they were very toned.
Wow.
Very toned. Mm. And
so it's a relatively new thing, isn't it, Hyrox? It's not...
Relatively, yeah. Only within the last couple of years, if that. But yeah, there was a lot of skin on show and a lot of toned physiques that I just needed to video it for Holly.
Yeah, and it, for her, you know, for her career,
yeah,
to know what a naked man looks like.
Well, yeah, because she wouldn't know what a naked man looked like. But yeah, I thought it'd be really interesting for her. And then Neil said to me afterwards, I saw you videoing the men with no clothes on. I was like, I was doing it for Holly on her phone. He went, yeah, whatever. He said, do you think they run faster with no tops on? I said, yes, they must do. They must run much faster with no tops on. Honestly, I've never...
But then look, if that was the other way round.
What, if a load of half-naked women started running around and Neil got his camera out and started videoing them? Yeah, I'd have been like, what are you doing?
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I know. But, yeah, good point. Yeah, that was very...
It's funny, isn't it?
It is funny. But I wasn't videoing it for Pervin.
No, of course you weren't, no.
I was videoing it to show Holly how fast these boys were running. And, yeah, so anyway, they were running fast. That's all I'll say. It was a blur of skin.
So have they got another one booked?
They've got another three booked.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they're doing the Manchester one. They're doing the Glasgow one and the Cardiff one.
Gee whiz.
Yeah, so I think Manchester is January, Glasgow is March, Cardiff is May.
They don't clash with comps, no?
Oh, I won't go and watch them if it clashes with the comp.
Nice.
It'll be fine. There's only so often you can go and run and watch them.
Yeah,
doing it. But yeah. So actually, I was talking to my friend Penny, who is like a UK triathlete. She's like super fit, but she's not a gym buff. She runs, cycles, and swims. Obviously, being a triathlete, but she represents UK in her age. And I said, oh, look at this. What do you think? And she said, I'll do one with you if you want me to. So I was like, oh. But she's like super fast runner. She'd literally have to drag me around the running. I don't mind doing all the like the pulling and stuff. But yeah, so don't know. I'd have to train a lot.
Yeah. Otherwise you'd just get injured, wouldn't you?
Well, I just wouldn't be able to do it. I'm that unfit.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to get back into running. I did the Penryn Bay Teagobyth dark run.
Oh, I saw the bit. Did you put pictures on?
Yeah, Lou did it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's really got into her running now, you know.
Aww.
So it's nice. So So, well, that's really good of your gym then, isn't it? That, yeah.
Yeah.
So when you're going 3 to 4 times a week.
Yeah, yeah.
When you start going 3 or 4 times a week. So you're not going tomorrow, but you go in the day after.
Yeah, I can't go tomorrow because I've got Snoopy.
It's not like you're not exercising, is it?
No, I've got to walk at 6:30.
I'm walking at 6 tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going? On the Orm?
No, not around the Orm. Probably around the little, just round here to Penryn Bay and back.
Is that with Sophie?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I go walking with Sophie. So that'll be good. But yeah, so walking's good, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
They reckon one big long walk is better than lots of short.
I heard that today.
Yeah, I heard it on the radio.
Yeah, I did. Radio 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't listen to anything else.
Do you know? I started putting Absolute Radio on. The music's much better on Absolute Radio, but the signal's awful. So I drive, and I'm driving to Old Colwyn, it just cuts out.
Absolute Radio?
Yeah.
Where is digital, that based?
I don't know. It's digital.
Oh.
But it's the music's really good.
Who's the presenter's on?
I don't know. Oh, some guy that sounds like that guy that he's not.
really descriptive. Some guy who sounds like that guy
that he's not.
Oh, I know who you mean.
That guy who got in trouble, Russell
Brand.
Yes, he sounds just like him, but obviously it's not.
Oh.
But he just sounds like him.
I don't know what Russell.
He's definitely got a name though.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is.
That guy who sounds like the guy, but he's not. Oh yeah. Now that comes to mind. Oh my goodness.
So I do like it, but it's just annoying because the signal drops out all the time.
Do you know what I'm looking forward to?
Cake.
Oh, I'm always looking forward to cake. Heart Christmas.
What Christmas?
Heart Christmas.
Heart.
Yeah, you know Heart FM.
Yeah.
They come about November time. You can select Heart Christmas. All they play
is Christmas songs.
Is Christmas songs. I've already warned the guy that I work in the office with because it's my radio. So I said, November, Heart Christmas will be on. And he's a right Ebenezer Scrooge.
Is it 1st of November it starts?
Yeah, I think so.
That's like Saturday.
Weeks. Yeah, I know.
This Saturday?
Yeah.
We can have Christmas songs at the competition. Stephen?
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Stephen, can we have Christmas songs at the competition?
If not, we'll just sing them.
Although, that's another thing we need to talk about. We're doing training at Oswestry. Livewise. Not Livewise. Stormies.
Yes.
So, over New Year, Stormies are running 31st, 1st, 2nd and 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Training camp, isn't it?
Yep.
And we're going 2nd and 3rd.
Yep. That's going to be good. I do like Vicky's training. So Vicky actually sorted Rocky's turnout.
Did she?
Yeah. Because Rocky just used to kind of slam with his shoulder. And then just a little tweak and we got him turning.
Yeah.
And he turned every time then.
Yeah.
Bless him.
Yeah. Well, I'm tempted because she's offering specific sessions with her. So you go and have this training camp, but it's not specifically sessions with her. It's just an opportunity for you to train alongside other teams and simulate the race environment, et cetera, with your team. But in addition to that, I think she's offering bespoke sessions with her.
Okay. I see.
Which I might take her up on.
Absolutely, I will.
For Harper and her turn.
Yeah.
Although Harper's turn's much better now.
It is. It suddenly just clicked, hasn't it?
Yeah, with the new box.
Indeed.
So whether it's to do with the trigger,
mm-hmm.
I'm firing a bit faster. So maybe if it fires even faster, it might be even better if we can get it firing faster. Yep. So it'll sort out Harper and Aura. Yeah.
I think I came in tonight and I was like, I don't know what we're going to talk about. We haven't got anything to talk about, but it just
flows.
Flows, yeah.
Yeah.
No ideas. I'm talking about eating spiders or
showering at men's houses.
Tinsel up your fanny. Doggers.
Stick some tinsel on it. Oh, goodness. Yeah. So coming back to that, what do you all want to be called? Because I can guarantee you it's not going to be Christmas Doggers.
Christmas Doggers.
It's not going to be Doggers.
I think Flying Doggers.
The Flying Doggers?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be fine. Yeah. Flying Doggers.
Yeah, but do let us know.
Tints look. Yeah, well, there we go. And on that note,
we'll see you after live wires.
We'll see you after live wires. And we've probably got in touch with you already with regards to trying to sort out an interview with you if you contacted us about accessibility, etc., etc.
Indeed.
But thank you so much for listening, and we will speak to you again soon.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
If you want to find out more about Flyball or want to find out where your closest team train, go to www.ukflyball.org.uk for the UK Flyball League, and for British Flyball Association, go to www.flyball.org.uk.
We are thrilled to tell you that in partnership with Notch UK, there is now a Flying Dogs podcast collection featuring notches relating to some of our favourite episodes. Use discount code FLYINGDOGS10 to bag yourself an extra 10% off. Instead of taking a commission, we've decided that a further 10% of any sales will be donated to Paws Off Duty, a local charity supporting retired police dogs in North Wales. Head over to the Notch website now and don't forget to use the discount code FLYINGDOGS10.
If you enjoy this podcast, leave us a review and don't forget to follow or subscribe. That way you get notified every time a new episode drops.